President Donald Trump's administration has been aggressive in pulling back regulations enacted or proposed by his predecessor, President Obama. President Trump has gone as far as to say that any new regulation has to be paired with canceling two other regulations. The Trump administration has gone after regulations across the government in environment, healthcare, financial services, consumer protections. And then there's the administration's strategy when it comes to transportation safety. And whether it's cars, trucks, and buses on the road, or planes, trains, other infrastructure, the administration is hard at work rescinding or delaying safety rules put in place over the last few years. In most cases, the industry loves these pullbacks. And the effects on people's safety is less clear. Transportation reporter Joan Lowy worked on an investigation of the rules under the Trump administration for the Associated Press. She starts with rules requiring wireless communication between cars to avoid collisions.
Well, right at the end of the Obama administration, the Department of Transportation had issued a proposal, a proposed rule that they'd been working on for years, and said, this is what we want to do. We want to require automakers to include this technology for vehicles to wirelessly communicate with each other in order to avoid collisions. It's a concept that people in transportation safety are very excited about. It's one of the most promising technologies. But now under Trump, it's been moved from what they call the White House list of active rulemakings to its long-term agenda, which basically means they don't anticipate any action on it for at least 12 months and probably longer. And the auto industry wants this rule, actually.
There's another rule that would have required hybrid cars to emit a sound when they're traveling at low speed. They're electric at that speed and they're silent. Joan, I have a hybrid car myself, and I always sort of fantasized that it would make a sound like a Jetsons car when I'm in a parking lot, really because people can't hear you coming. And this was actually the subject of a proposed rule. What happened there?
Well, this is a rule that was worked on for a long time, but because it was in this window right before the Trump administration took over, that you're allowed to, the new administration is allowed to sort of freeze previous regulations to review them again. The final rule got frozen. And just last week, the Department of Transportation issued a notice saying that it was granting a petition from automakers to delay the implementation, the requirement that those sounds be added to cars so that they don't have to be added until September of 2020.
Joan, in this case, is there any argument from the administration about why it's a bad idea for electric or hybrid cars to have to emit a sound so that people know they're coming?
They're not saying it's a bad idea. I mean, their rationale for delaying this is they got this request from automakers that automakers said they weren't ready, that this will save automakers money by delaying it. They look at this as an item of regulatory relief, as they call it.
Joan, let's talk about sleep apnea and the sleep that operators of trains or heavy trucks or buses get. What's going on with rulemaking when it comes to sleep?
Well, the National Transportation Safety Board, which investigates a lot of these big accidents, has investigated 13 accidents that involving, they're either highway accidents or train accidents, in which a primary cause of the accident was the operator's undiagnosed sleep apnea. And these were some big ones. You remember in 2013, there was a commuter train that was coming around a curve and the operator, the engineer didn't brake, and it went off the tracks, it derailed, and four passengers were thrown out of the cars and killed, and dozens more were injured, some of them very seriously. And that was a case of undiagnosed sleep apnea. We've had two other commuter train accidents in New York and New Jersey that were almost identical, and also, again, engineers with undiagnosed, you know, obstructive sleep apnea. And then there have been multiple highway accidents. There was one in Palm Springs, California, in which a truck hit a bus and 13 people were killed and quite a few others were injured. The NTSB also cited sleep apnea as the primary cause.
What did the Obama administration try to do when it comes to sleep deprivation and sleep apnea?
So they had started work on this the year before Trump was elected. And then last August, after Trump had been in office about 7 months, they formally withdrew that rulemaking, and they're not going to work on it anymore. They said at the time that there are already programs in existence to address this, and that there was another rulemaking on fatigue in the railroad industry that would address this. But you know, the NTSB, when they had a recent hearing on the two accidents in New York and New Jersey, the train ones that involved sleep apnea, were very skeptical of that explanation because these accidents keep coming. So it's obvious they're not being addressed. And the fatigue rulemaking is years overdue and not moving anywhere.
Do we have a sense, or do researchers have a sense, that by stopping some of these rules, cars, trucks, buses, or trains, whether safety itself will be impacted, whether there could be more accidents and more people could be injured or killed?
It's very hard to say. These are very rare accidents. So we don't know necessarily whether by not taking these actions, we're going to get more of these accidents. We just don't know. Other things, it's more predictable. For instance, if the government established, according to DOT's own analysis, established a 60-mile-per-hour maximum speed limit for trucks, you know, you could save an estimated 500 lives a year, or nearly that many. On the other hand, the trucking industry is arguing against the rule and saying, we think that these maximum speed limits would create dangerous differentials in speeds between cars and trucks and lead to accidents.
So, Joan, what's to be gained here from the perspective of the Trump administration? I mean, some of these rules, in the case of cars and collision avoidance, you're talking about a rule that the industry itself said it wanted. Is this just a philosophical opposition to government rules? Is it a drive to undo anything the Obama administration did? Has the Trump administration said, here's why we don't want hybrids to have to make a noise in a parking lot, for instance?
This really isn't a case of the Trump administration trying to undo everything that the Obama administration did. In most cases, these rules are opposed by powerful industries. Some of them don't want the rules at all, or they want the rules changed, they want them tweaked in some way. And it seems that the changes that the Trump administration is proposing coincide with the desires of industry.
Joan Lowy, transportation reporter for the Associated Press. Joan, thanks so much.
Thanks very much for having me.
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.